WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a quiz for us today. He wants us to listen to the beginning of a symphony performed by Wynn Morris and the London Symphony Orchestra on a new MCA recording, and then guess the composer. Ready? Let's listen.
Sound familiar? It sounds like Beethoven, doesn't it? In fact, maybe it sounds a little too much like Beethoven, too generic to be really Beethoven. Give up? It's actually the opening of the first recording of Beethoven's 10th symphony. 10th, you ask? Didn't Beethoven write only 9? If he actually wrote 10, then why was 9 such a superstitious stumbling block for later symphony composers? Bruckner died before he finished his 9th symphony. Mahler called his 10th symphonic work the Song of the Earth instead of Symphony No. 10. But Mahler tempted fate and began another symphony, which he called his 10th, then died before completing it. But back to our question. Did Beethoven actually compose a 10th symphony? The answer is no. Recent research, however, has discovered that a letter signed by Beethoven shortly before he died refers to sketches for a new symphony. And sketches for a symphonic work have in fact turned up that may very well be the symphony Beethoven was referring to. These sketches were discovered independently by two musicologists who were not actually looking for them. One of them, Dr. Barry Cooper, was working on a book on Beethoven's creative process. It's Cooper who has worked out his own realization of the first movement of the Beethoven 10th, what he calls a kind of artist's impression that, he says, is probably fairly close to what he, that is, Beethoven, had in mind, and is certainly far closer to the elusive 10th symphony than anything previously heard. More than half of this MCA disc is taken up with Cooper explaining how he filled the blanks in these fragmentary sketches by imitating Beethoven's own methods in other works. Cooper's lecture is informative, if not exactly enthralling. Sometimes I wonder if the whole thing isn't just a Monty Python put on.
Thirdly, how near is a symphony to completion already? If Beethoven had only written the first few notes, it would be absurd to try and complete the rest. But in fact, a close examination of the sketches shows that in the first movement there is enough basic motivic material to complete the whole movement without the invention of any significant new themes or motifs. Fourthly, how accurately can the missing material be guessed? Not very accurately, perhaps. But if one has a sufficient knowledge of his musical style, and in particular his customary composing methods, it should be possible to get fairly close to the sort of movement he had in mind.
The most interesting aspect of the movement itself is its structure. A lyrical slow introduction in E major, followed by a stormy allegro in C minor, and then a recapitulation of the slow section, a shape quite unusual for the opening of a Beethoven symphonic movement. This spun-out phrase is quite attractive, but this all still sounds more like a parody of Beethoven than music of genius with something compelling to say. There are a number of great works that had to be completed or realized by others. The Mahler Tenth, the third act of Berg's Lulu, the last scene of Puccini's Turandot. But I suspect the symphony Beethoven was contemplating after his ninth was in far too early a stage in his elaborate process of revision to be taken as anything close to a final word. MCA has provided a far more valuable service in reissuing wonderful recordings like Pierre Monteux conducting and rehearsing the Beethoven Ninth, Hans Knoppertsbusch conducting a great cast in Fidelio, and the exciting, eccentric Hermann Scherchen conducting four of Beethoven's real symphonies.